Hello, everyone. This is Liz Peterson on KVSH, voice of Vashon 101.9 FM. Thank you for joining me today, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today, I have Erica Ashby joining us via phone line from West Seattle today. She's a Reiki practitioner, an acupoint therapist, and we're going to be talking all about what she has to offer us today. Hi, Erica. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This is so great that you're able to join us via phone today from West Seattle.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Thank you.
Great.
Excited to be here.
Awesome. So why don't you, Erica, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit of a bio for us today so we can get to know who you are.
So my name is Erica Ashby, and I'm a Reiki practitioner, and I've kind of started my energy healing throughout my life, and it kind of manifested through Reiki, and it was kind of like I found Reiki as a source to further my spiritual healing and my ability to help others. And really what sparked my wanting to further my gifts, my ability to do this is essential oils, and that kind of came into my acupoint therapy, is doing these with acupoints and learning about essential oils and the points of the body through a mentor who is an acupuncturist and studies these greatly in great detail. And I started to incorporate it into my energy healing and found that it is extraordinarily profound when the two are mixed. I can almost not get through a Reiki session without an oil calling to me and wanting to be put somewhere on the body.
That's amazing. I love essential oils. I've been working with them since I was around 21, and they really are a benefit to not only myself, but my practice as well. That's beautiful. I was actually reading about that online today, the use of essential oils in acupoint therapy. So why don't we just jump right into that? I was going to save that for later in the show, but since you brought it up, let's talk a little bit about essential oils and your acupoint therapy.
Sure. So essentially, I've heard this term, like sweet plant medicine, and I've never been able to shake it. It's something that has really resonated with me and stuck with me. And then as I've worked with the oils, it has become this, like, just something that goes down into my feet and into the earth every time I say it, and with it just rings true so deeply that this is truly sweet plant medicine, and these oils hold so much healing, so much knowledge, and they just create so much space and hold that space so sweetly for people and their healing and their bodies. And so it's just amazing to continue to learn about them and to be able to, there's so much that goes into these oils, and it's just amazing. Like, so, like, you know, the conifers and tree oils are, mm-hmm. you know, wonderful for grounding and really helping people kind of just, you know, release and feel the energy of the earth and kind of remember their chakras and different, and you release certain things and, you know, different kinds of euphorics, like, you know, jasmine and that sort of thing can kind of really bring somebody up into their, you know, crown chakras and release certain energies and bring in knowledge and bring in just little downloads and reminding them of, you know, that they have guides and that they are held and these sorts of things, and just really nourishing and bringing in just a lot of healing and holding space for people and just allowing their bodies to give them that moment to just remember and give their nervous system a break so that they can just kind of heal themselves, because that's what this is. Reiki is just kind of, it is energy, but also reminding them that they have it within themselves, this energy within themselves that they can heal, and their body knows what to do.
Yes. Yes, and the essential oils can play such an important role in that. Can you explain how you use the essential oils with your acupoint therapy?
Yeah, so essentially there are, so in, it's kind of based on acupuncture. So there's meridians within the body, and then those meridians is, you know, nodes within the body, within those meridians that have and hold energy. And so, like, chi, essentially. And so if, like, you were to place a needle on that point, you would activate that chi. And so this, it's essentially the same. It's a little bit more gentle. And what my mentor, Tiffany Carroll, she found as an acupuncturist is that sometimes when she was working with essential oils, she would have the exact same experience. The patient would have the exact same experience. She would feel the exact same energy moving when she used just an essential oil on a point versus a needle. And so she started moving into almost a needleless practice, even if she still uses needles, and I won't, you know, speak to what she does in every one of her sessions, but it is something that going through some of her courses is that, and doing some of these protocols on myself and on others, is that they are very powerful. And just putting little bits of essential oil, a little bit of pressure, just holding that space, feeling that energy until something just releases, something moves, you feel the energy go, and it's very powerful for people and for me.
That's awesome. For people who don't know, what is acupoint therapy?
Acupoint therapy, again, is it is finding points within the body, again, moving within the meridians and within the channels of the body. And you can place pressure. You don't have to place pressure. Sometimes that's acupressure.
Okay.
So placing acupressure, some people confuse it with acupressure.
Yeah, what's
and
the difference?
The difference is, like, with acupressure, you're actually pushing in and trying to create a sensation, something kind of similar to probably putting a needle into the point. And sometimes people feel a release within maybe a muscle or something along those lines. And with acupoint, it is very much moving along the lines of the acupoint, of acupuncture.
Great. And then could you explain a little bit, like, the use of the essential oils with the acupoint? So maybe an example of which oil on which point or something like that, that you would work with a client.
So, yeah. So then there is, let's see. So again, so with the conifers, like the tree oils, like black spruce, silver fir, cypress, something along those lines. Like, I might put that on certain points of the feet, maybe the soles of the feet. There's some kidney points on the inside of the heel that I might put those on, or on the soles of the feet, just to kind of, it would be like supporting, let's say, opening up any types of fears, anxieties, and it might transform, like, negative expressions, and, like, kind of help it move into some sort of knowing, some kind of knowledge or something along those lines. And so it's kind of just, like, lets that grounding transform anything that's negative within the body, move it through safely, and just kind of let it transition throughout the body.
Oh, that beautiful. That's great. That sounds wonderful and healing.
Jasmine is a wonderful, like, neroli is a wonderful transition oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it can really, like, opening up the heart, expressions of joy. It's a connecting oil. Placing that on your heart, CD17, right in the middle, in the middle of your chest, kind of on your sternum. A lot of those, the nerolis, the jasmines, the roses, those sweet kind of euphorics, those are wonderful for just kind of supporting, feeling nourished, bringing in love, trust, putting one maybe on pericardium 7 on the middle of your wrist with some jasmine. You could even do that with rose if you wanted, and just kind of bringing in, again, that pre-plant medicine that just kind of, it allows and softens, it just kind of softens. It brings in an ally, if you will, and just kind of softens any kind of physical or energetic trauma, and just kind of just helps you trust and know that there is something. You do have the energy of this universe, this plant medicine that's here to hold you. And it's just my energy connecting with the body and letting me know what you need at that point or what your body is telling me. And so I just have a little conversation. And sometimes it takes a while to know. And sometimes I use one oil. Sometimes I use 4, 5, 6 oils. Mm-hmm. It just kind of depends on the session. And people really, like, you can tell, and I'll just listen when I'm in a session and hold space. And it might take me a little while to figure out what's happening. And I have to step out of the way of what they're telling me they need. And because sometimes they'll be like, what they told me before the session, I really want to, you know, help them build up some, maybe some trust. Or some, let's say, some release of, you know, negativity. They have a lot of negative thoughts going on in their life right now at work or something, or a person around them, mm-hmm. or they have, you know, a lot of health issues going on right now. They're dealing with, you know, treatments or something along those lines, and they don't have the trust within their body that they can, that they're going to heal or be able to bounce back and have the resiliency to come back from something. And so I want to build up something within them, and I'll bring an oil that I think will be good to hold that space for them, and it just falls completely flat. It doesn't feel like anything, nothing is happening. It just feels like I'm just holding oil on a point. But when I truly listen and their body is really just opening up, and sometimes I get visuals, sometimes I get sensations, their body is there. We definitely have a connection, and they're telling me what they need and what they want and where they're going on their journey when they're in the session. And I just allow what is moving through me. And at the end, we kind of have a conversation of what occurred or what happened or what they felt and what mm-hmm. What I brought forward and what I felt from them, and see if it resonates. And sometimes it is extraordinarily profound. Sometimes it takes a day or two or a week or something to come through. But these oils are a very big ally in what I do and how I treat patients.
That's great. It sounds like you're really in sync with your intuition and paying attention when you're working with your clients as well. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like we...
Great. So when somebody comes in for an acupoint therapy session, what is the process?
So they come in, they fill out some paperwork. I sit down and have a conversation with them about what they might be looking for, if they've ever done something like this before. They kind of share as much or as little as they're comfortable sharing. Mm-hmm. And then we get into it. I put them on the table. Usually I will do a little bit of visualization, meditation with them. Mm-hmm. And, I do love tree meditation. So usually if it's their first time, I'll do a little bit of visualization with them, and just really getting them into their bodies, grounding down, picking up anything that no longer serves them and releasing it,
nice.
Letting go, and really just tuning into sensations in their body, what they're feeling and experiencing emotionally and or physically. And then I'll kind of just say a prayer for the both of us mm-hmm. out loud. I do that, of course, before, but then just for the both of us. And then start the session. And again, I don't necessarily ever have an intention. Sometimes if it's a return customer or patient, sometimes things will come to me throughout the day, and I'll think, I'm really feeling this today. And so sometimes, again, like if I step in, sometimes things fall flat. Sometimes it is bang on, and I'm like, oh, I'm really feeling this today. And then they come in and we start talking. I'm like, oh, I'm going to try this. We're going to do this. This is going to happen. And things really, really flow from there. But as I go, I kind of, I ground down. I just feel what their energy is telling me, where something needs to be brought in, something needs to be released, and listen and feel. And again, it's just a little story that they start emerging. And you know, sometimes I like to bring in the symbols of Reiki. There are a few symbols, and I don't always use them all in a physical manner as in drawing them out,
right.
But it is, I do tend to like to go in a backwards manner possibly. So from the, like the, a bridge, I'll create like a bridge because I do believe there's a Reiki symbol. I don't know, because they're supposed to be sacred. I know in the time of the internet, everything is accessible and everybody can Google the symbols and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I was Googling it this morning and they all popped up. I was surprised.
Yeah,
everything is out there now. Nothing is a secret.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you can, you know, anybody can Google these things. And but there are different, there's, you know, three main Reiki symbols, and I like to create a bridge because I do believe that there is timelessness between what our cells, our bodies, what is has happened with this person from where here they are now on this table to when they were a child to the end of their physical existence, and bring that forth. And then kind of move into anything that's emotional, and then kind of seal it in with all of the universal kind of energy. And those are kind of the simplified embodiments of these symbols.
Nice.
And in doing that, you know, I can kind of sometimes I'll see different colors of chakras, and some will be bigger and some will be smaller, or I'll really feel a childlike energy, or I'll feel, you know, a lot of a sensation of a lot of shame, or a sensation of a lot of fear, or just elated, you know, like that childlike elated, like running or swirling, or, you know, these different things. And that will kind of cue me into what really wants to be either nourished or what really wants to be let go. And sometimes I get a lot of colors, sometimes I get and so that will also kind of cue me into, and the colors are kind of like almost like a soundtrack sometimes of like, ooh, good, bad, whatever it happens to be. And not because one color is good or bad or over another, but just for some reason, it's almost, it comes across like a soundtrack or something along those lines. Like it's an indicator. And I know this doesn't necessarily, make sense to everybody. But it is something that I know to be true. It's not, this energy isn't something that, it isn't something that can be explained per se. And everybody does Reiki, I believe, in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel, you know, a lot of energy in their hands, and they are truly channeling and putting energy into certain places and pulling energy out, or however that, you know, doing different things. And I feel the same way to a certain degree, but I also feel like we are all connected, and we are all very much able to come in tune with each other. And not only with each other, but when I say this sweet plant medicine, these oils that they hold space, like they have, we are a part of them as well, and they are a part of us in the most simplistic ways, in just the air that we breathe and the waste that we make, and the environment that evolves around this earth, you know, it simply is our carbon monoxide moving across, or dioxide moving across, you know, the universe and creating more plants, and those plants nurturing us. And it is something that we can tune into. We are all a part of it, and we are all part of each other. And it is definitely something that we can tune into, and it is definitely something that we can feel. I mean, you can feel somebody, if your eyes were closed, you can feel somebody moving closer to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, it's like that type of energy. It's like, yes, that is undeniable. That's undeniable. Everybody's felt that sensation before. And so it's that on a more empathic level. Mm-hmm. And we can hold these spaces for ourselves and for each other. And we can, it's a matter of just disentangling what we've learned throughout our lives and how we've taken on other people's knowing, mm-hmm, and told us what is true, and have told us that what one way is this way. And I don't even mean as far as like culturally, even though it is very much a cultural thing, but I mean just inherently within our own bodies, like, no, this isn't the way, you're not feeling, or you shouldn't feel this way, or I'm telling you this, but I'm reacting this way. And so energetically you're getting two different things. And mm-hmm, then you start thinking, well, now this is associated with shame and not happiness. And just a minute ago I was happy, but now I'm shameful because somebody was ashamed of me. So now I'm taught to feel shameful when this happens, or something along those lines. And so it's just a matter of disentangling all these things and being able to hold that space so somebody remembers themselves within their body, that they, all those truths, and can kind of release these things and or bring in this beautiful nourishment that they have access to and were a part of before, and give that nervous system a break that has brought in all these, I don't want to say wrong teachings, but
definitely imprints from everyone that we've run into throughout our whole life.
Definitely,
sure.
Yeah. Everybody and you know, and even people we haven't, due to television and, mm-hmm, you know, anything along those lines, anything we've experienced. And so it is, it's, you know, it's just getting people that moment to release and bring in at the same time whatever is needed, and know that they have it within themselves and their bodies. There are forces within their own bodies that can heal. And if I'm a medium to help that and give them that time and that space, and they get relief, and sometimes they do get those physical relief, you know, if they came in with certain pains and certain anxieties or headaches or chronic migraines or, you know, hip stuff or whatever it happens to be, they get those reliefs, and sometimes the release lasts for a certain amount of time. And you can definitely build on those things, mm-hmm, and with other modalities and other things, you can definitely start to build on these things, but it is giving them those moments and that space and these, and again, with the acupoint therapy and the plants, it just elevates all of those aspects and truths and just gives a deeper experience.
Yeah, that's a beautiful combination, those three. Reiki being, you know, the universal life force that just flows through everything, and then the symbiotic relationship between that and the plant medicine, you know, from the essential oils, and then going into the meridians, you know, with the acupoint therapy. That sounds like an amazing healing to me. So
yeah.
Around Reiki, so what led you to Reiki? Everybody's got a story of what led them to Reiki, or how Reiki called to you.
Reiki called to me. It was literally through learning about these essential oils and these acupoints and a lot of these protocols and how powerful that they were. Energy work is something that I've done for a long time. And I remember years ago I just didn't know I was doing it. I didn't realize kind of what I was doing, or, you know, I didn't really have a firm grasp, and I read a book about auras and chakras, and it led me to do a lot of visualization within myself, and I started having audible reactions when I was doing these visualizations within my body, and it was energy. It was more profound energy work that I was bringing into visualizations within my own body. And
nice.
I was like, oh, you know, it was like, I was like, oh, this is something different. And as I started doing more energy work, not just on myself, but, you know, I was like, of course, you know, this sort of stuff I would do on animals, on my loved ones, and they would have experiences that, like, it wasn't like doing it on another human being. And it was once I started doing it on other people and actually feeling and tapping in and getting responses from people afterwards, nothing that was, you know, I wasn't fishing for anything. It was their own experiences, and having validation in some form of what was going on and that we were on the same page. And it was pretty, I was like, oh, this is real. It's not real, but this is something that I can actually do. And mm-hmm. beyond just tapping in, I can tap into this, and I have something to give. And I have something to, I have knowledge. And it's within me. I've had a few teachers and mentors who have told me that they've used the words divine knowing, that mm-hmm. I have a divine knowing. And I didn't quite know what that completely meant. I didn't quite accept it within myself. And I think that as an empath, there's lots of different empathic modalities that people can take.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a few. I feel like everybody is empathic into a certain degree.
Yeah.
I wasn't really ready to claim my empathic, that divine knowing, like just trusting that in myself, that what I was going to say was going to resonate, or that it was the right thing, or that I really did feel it, or I really did know it. And then the more I started to trust that, the more it just became accurate and real.
Yeah.
And the more I felt it within my own body, and other people were benefiting from it, and that felt really good. And I've been in the medical field for, I'm no longer in the medical field, but I've been in the medical field for most of my adult life in different fashions, and landed in sleep for the last bit of it. But I experienced a lot of people who were not in tune with their body,
mm-hmm.
and very, very far from, and it was always kind of puzzled as to how disconnected people were with their own body. And then and then beyond just being disconnected from their own bodies, it was, looking back on that now, I can only imagine the emotional context of which that exacerbated the situations that they were in.
Mm.
But bringing into this plant medicine, learning about this plant medicine really was the catalyst that brought me to Reiki, because I thought to myself, I want to find a way to bring this knowing out and use it in a healing way for other people. And Reiki allowed me to do that.
That's awesome. That's a beautiful journey. Thank you for sharing that. So for those listeners who don't know what Reiki is, can you explain what it is?
Reiki. That's a hard question. Reiki is, it's energy work. It is the life force, everything that is around us, everything that you feel. And when I say you feel, it's kind of, it is that sensation, that, like I said before, that when you can feel somebody, like even with your eyes closed, you can feel somebody coming up next to you, you can have that sensation. It is that, that energy, that movement, it is everything that is around us that gives life, that takes life, that transforms life, and it's everything. And taking that and using it, tapping into it, and bringing it forth within your body, and for me, it's tuning into another human and another being, that's what Reiki is, and feeling their energy. And in a way, I don't like to say I'm moving energy, but in a way I am. So sometimes I'm pulling things out and bringing stuff in, but I'm just, I feel like I'm the like conduit. I'm the medium that's just allowing for things to occur. But it is, it's energy work. So sometimes I'm bringing energy in where it's needed, where it might be needed within the body. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm pulling energy out to where it's no longer serving and there might be too much of one type of energy. Let's say like in a chakra, in the heart chakra or the solar plexus, maybe there's not enough fire in the solar plexus and it's not, you're not able to, you know, show up for yourself or something along those lines. So it's, and you need to build up and stoke that fire. And so, you know, it's, you might have a really weak third chakra or something along those lines. And I might just, I try to bring in some energy and fill that area up or, but it's bringing in life force and allowing your body to activate it. To know that it's there, to harness it and be and use it in any fashion that it's necessary for your body during that time.
Right. It sounds like you've got a nice modality that you've created between Reiki, energy work, the acupoint therapy, and using the essential oils. It sounds wonderful. So when someone comes to you, how do you use Reiki in your practice? I know you've been giving a couple examples, but maybe a couple more examples for our listeners so they can know what to expect when they come see you.
When you say, what do you mean by, how do I use it in my practice?
In a session, how would you use the Reiki in a session?
So, I would use it, I might do light touch on the body. I might, hold a certain place on the body for a certain amount of time. Sometimes I will just hover my hands over a certain area or gently glide my hands over a certain area. Mm-hmm. It depends on kind of what is necessary for that person at that time and where I need to kind of be that conduit for them. But Reiki, I guess it's my way of connecting in. Reiki is my way of connecting in and seeing where they are, what they need. Because sometimes they don't, people don't always, sometimes they don't share very much. You know, they don't want to talk. They're not going to tell you their entire life story and exactly what they need. And sometimes people don't know what they need. You know, I don't always know everything that I need. Things unfold for me in very peculiar ways sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sometimes it kind of sneaks up on me where I'm like, oh. And so it is, it's my way to connect and find out what's actually needed. And so I'll use it not just to bring in or take something out, but also it's that connection. And so, again, sometimes it might take a little while in a session to, I might have to stay in one place. Maybe it's, you know, by the feet. Maybe it's the hips. Maybe it's up by the head or the heart. Maybe it's the hands. I don't know. But it would, I might step to stay and just let them know, their body know that I'm here and that, you know, it's, that I'm here at their greatest good, and I'm here with the highest intent, and just wait for them to kind of release and let go and kind of see where things go. And sometimes, you know, again, it takes a while. Sometimes I can kind of feel like a push and pull throughout, especially maybe if somebody's really not feeling well, and we have to kind of work through some really sludgy, kind of sticky, gooey energy or something along those lines. But so I would use it in many different fashions, or not maybe fashions, but for many different purposes. Mm-hmm. It all depends on the person, really, and what they are requiring at the time.
Right. What do clients come to you for when they know, like, specific things? Like, what are some of the things that clients have come to you seeking?
So sometimes people are just curious. Sometimes people are just curious and they've never done something like this before, and they really want to understand. And so like what's going on, what it's about, they want to experience Reiki. And so, you know, it's hard to, when I talk about this, it seems a little woo-woo-y, and it's hard to pin down without going into, you know, deep conversations. And I sometimes feel a little spastic, or that I am not, you know, some PhD holder, and I can go and talk about, you know, the scientific fact that we are all connected and there are these energies and they are within the body and what they mean scientifically to a certain degree, but I can't spell it all out for you. And I don't know if anybody could prove one thing over another to anybody as far as all these things go, even right down to acupuncture, really. But there is energy within the body, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And there are these channels that move throughout our body. And whether we are all connected and we all have this ability to tune in, and, you know, whether you believe it's the universe or God, you know, in any fashion, God in any way you want to name him, her, it, you know, Allah, or any Muhammad, you know, Buddha, whoever, these are all, to me, they were all people who walked this earth and were able to tune into this same fundamental energy and heal people and create peace where they went.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I try to explain this to people who are curious, it is very much just, I try to explain it in sort of in that fashion, that it's just, it is energy, and that we all kind of have it, and that we're going to go through a session together, and it, you know, you can experience many things. You may experience nothing. This is, it's totally your ride, but I'm going to be here for whether you experience something or not. You are going to get benefits from this. This is going to, I'm here for you in the highest and greatest good. And, we're going to do some good things today.
For sure.
So it is, some people might come beyond just wanting to experience and just to know.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have a very specific goal. So somebody might come and they are experiencing, you know, maybe they're Reiki tuned themselves and they are experiencing some drag, and they've been just carrying too much from other from carrying on too many sessions, or they're not, you know, maybe they're not doing too much self care for themselves, and so they need a little bit of clearing, a little bit of energy pick me up or something along those lines. Maybe somebody has physical ailments. Maybe they're going through something energetically, or and it's now manifested, you know, in their digestion or in their body, or it's just something that's manifested in general and they don't know why. So they have some leg pain or foot pain, or and they want some relief from it, or they're doing some therapies but nothing's really working, and so they're looking for some other mode of relief to see if they can get that relief. And usually during a session we can reach some level of relief, if not an extended period of relief. And some people come because they're really sick and they're going through some major treatments like chemo or something along those lines, and they want just to energetically hold space and know that their body has this healing, their body has this thing, and we can say thank you, but no thank you. It's time for you to leave and bring in all the good things that reminds their body that that it can do and does good things, mm-hmm. and remind the body that to continue to do those good things, or that they just need, you know, a break from all the emotional stuff that's around their lives right now, and that's their time to breathe and just remember who and what they are and let go of the exterior world. And so it's like it's a multitude of reasons why people come and seek out Reiki, and not everybody, it's not for everybody. Not everybody loves Reiki, you know, just like, you know, maybe acupuncture isn't for everybody. Maybe, you know, Ayurvedic medicine isn't for everybody. Maybe Western medicine isn't for everybody. And not everybody gets relief from the same type of therapy, right down to, you know, taking, you know, an ibuprofen or, an antacid or something along mm-hmm. those lines. But it is definitely something I think that almost everybody who does seek it out does experience something. I've never had anybody not experience anything. Right. They haven't definitely experienced something. But I always throw it out there just in case. But I don't think I've ever had anybody experience nothing. There's something to be experienced, and there is they're usually people who are seeking out these types of therapies are seeking it out for a reason. Mm-hmm. And it is something that that they came to me for a reason. They came to this for a reason. It's a catalyst for something else. It is it's their own divine knowing coming through and mm-hmm. bringing them into their own healing and their own knowing. And so I give them the kudos for even, you know, showing up. It's a symbiotic relationship, 100%.
Yeah, they show up on their journey for sure.
Yeah.
So Reiki, you can also do distance Reiki and go into past and future. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so distance Reiki it's a little it's just like regular Reiki. Reiki really doesn't have any, you know, borders. There's no borders. You can send out Reiki across the world. And for me, when I'm doing like a distance Reiki session, I might just have somebody sit and just do a little meditation with me in the beginning. And that's just so that they can kind of clear out their energy, ground down a little bit, and I can tune into them a little bit more. And you can definitely go past and present. It's more of a, I like to think of it, it's not necessarily to go into one place or another, but it is definitely distance Reiki. You can go, you don't have to be right next to the person to do the Reiki. And on all, in theory, with all Reiki, you can go into all realms of life in mm-hmm. general. There is no time, there's no borders, time, space, reality. But with the distance Reiki, I don't have to be in the same room with the person to give the same level of care and nourishment that I do with somebody on the table. Mm-hmm. The only difference is that, you know, the oils may not go directly on points. The person can place, if they have the same oils, on the points themselves. And I don't necessarily have to have I don't have to place the oils on the points. Sometimes it's just a matter of calling in the intention of the mm-hmm. oil that is enough. Like sometimes I don't even have to have, like, for myself, like, if I don't have an oil with me, I'll just call in the intention and be like, you know, jasmine or cardamom or, you know, cypress or mm-hmm. something that they all just call in the intention. And I don't know if anybody works with crystals, but it's kind of the same idea, that the energy of the whatever modality you're working with, you can call it in and it will have the same effect. It will work for you. It is on your side. It is your ally. It is, its energy is out there in the universe, in the air, in the ethers. Mm-hmm. It is out there to be accessed.
Yeah, and we can tap into that.
With the intention of using it, it is just as potent and just as strong.
Nice. So what can your modalities be used for, and who benefits? What are the benefits?
So, let's say, who benefits? I would say anybody seeking out this type of modality would benefit. Anybody seeking out, energetic, emotional, physical healing from within, would benefit from something along these lines. Anybody would. Anybody who's curious, anybody who wants to know, anybody who has questions about their body or feels like there's something else out there, anybody would really benefit. Anybody under the stars would benefit. I'm sorry, what was the other part of the question? Who would benefit and...
What can it be used for? Yeah.
It can be used for so many things. It can be used for trauma. It can be used for, you know, uplifting your mood. It can be used for relaxation. It can be used for depression. It can be used for, you know, physical pain. It can be used for, you know, moving stagnation throughout your body. It can be used for, you know, any kind of feeling of general stuckness. You know, anything that it can be used for, you know, energizing. It can be used for, you know, any forms of, you know, bringing in more sexual vitality on any level, just, you know, sensualness. It can be used for guilt, shame, so many things. I guess whatever you can almost set your intention yourself during these sessions and see what comes up and where your healing takes you. This is your body and your journey, and I'm here to, like, again, I'm the conduit. I'm the medium to just kind of bring these things out and forth and through, and the byproduct is the relief of the symptoms and mm-hmm. those sorts of things. And their true healing is that the space that's created, is that space that's created, and then bringing in the acknowledgement into that space and continuing on. And so building on that space and creating, that's where the true healing comes in, is building on that space and coming back to it and creating more space. And so, this can help so many different things, but it is definitely a process. It's definitely a process and something that we can, as me as practitioner and you as client, mm-hmm. patient, is something you build trust and
go ahead. You're saying a relationship. You're building a relationship.
Just a relationship and a trust and a relationship to bring forth what it is you're seeking. And then, you know, again, it's your journey. It's your healing, and I'm just here to help facilitate that.
Nice. So it sounds like not only are you channeling the energy through your body to the client, but you're also working on a spiritual, emotional, and physical level. Can you explain a little bit working with the client and helping them process possibly childhood wounds and other things that we tend to hold on to in our lives?
So processing general emotions, especially, I'd say a lot of that may be traumatic mm-hmm. on some level. I wouldn't ever leave somebody that was in crisis or anything along those lines 100%, but I would say that if we're definitely like processing through the energies of processing through, it's definitely holding space and again channeling that energy and letting it go safely and sweetly and with love and intent of relief and softening. I guess that's how I would help them process. It's just holding that space and allowing them to, whatever comes forth on the table, is just allowing it to come through and letting them know. And then really is what tends to happen is that when something like that comes through, especially when it's traumatic, is that the wonderful thing is that something else tends to pop up as well. It's like the yin and yang to a certain degree, is mm-hmm. that like something really that really needs to go is there, but then there's also something that is like, I want this, I need this. It's like this, oh, over here, I like, okay, this has to go, this is all gunky, or it's this, or it's that, or it's sad, or it's pain, or it's whatever it happens to be. And then it's like, but then there's something over here that's going, I want this. Like, it might be like the crown chakra, or it might be the root chakra, or it might be it could be the heart chakra. I don't know. It could be something else, but it's usually something else that's kind of crying for attention at mm-hmm. that point. That's saying me, me, me. And usually what that means is, to me, is that part is where something is to be brought in. So that's where it needs to be filled up. So something can be brought in from the crown chakra and fill up certain areas. Maybe it is the heart chakra that needs to be filled up and brought to the, you know, something else, whatever is sticky or yucky, if it's manifesting as a physical thing, and I can pull all that gunkiness out, or as much of it as I can do, mm-hmm. then I can fill and bring certain parts in. And so then when the session has ended, then I can relate to the person this is what I felt, this is what I saw, this is what, I don't know if any of it resonates with you, but this is what I experienced, and they can tell me what they experienced and that sort of thing, or what resonates with them or what doesn't. And and usually we're pretty on. Sometimes people are taking notes and to find out, like, you know, see if something either that, you know, certain points that don't resonate will resonate later. But usually we're pretty on. And so then it gives them that this is what was really going on, or this is what I really experienced as far as maybe something that was traumatic. But then there's something to work towards or bring in and continue to work towards and bring in and fill up with and hold, be able to hold steady and ground and feel good and bring in that nourishment that's needed, and not just focus on the bad necessarily. It's a work in progress.
Nice. So it sounds like you really like to work with your clients in a way where, you know, they're coming in, it might be for something specific, but then it ends up turning into something else. And you like to spend the time and build the relationship and work on those things that inevitably pop up during a healing session.
Yeah, I do. I do like to. I just like to express what I've experienced and then see what they've kind of experienced. And usually that brings in a bigger conversation that, you know, it's like, oh, well, this or that, you know. So usually it kind of, it brings up lots of different things. And so then we, you know, it kind of, it's a little bit of a snowball effect sort of towards the end.
Right. Yeah, as we work on one thing, another thing can pop up for sure.
Exactly.
And it blossom into beautiful healing.
Yeah.
Great. Do you have anything you want to share with the audience about your practice before we wrap it up today?
What I would like to share is that I am still learning about all of this, and I do love it with all of my heart, and I bring so much intention and joy and love to what I do, and I am so grateful to be able to do it. And so anybody who comes and sees me will get that care and that love and that joy. And I am working on many things in the future, and so anybody who wants to reach out to me, I'm available at newsitereiki.com, and I have a few locations, and I'm working on actually getting back out to the island. I haven't been on the island for a bit now. I've lived on the island for many years, and about 12, and just recently moved off, and I'm working on getting a site out there.
Oh, great.
As well. But yeah, I guess that's what I would like to share at the moment. And I thank you so much for having me on and giving me this time.
Oh, you're welcome, Erica. And thank you so much for joining me today. Again, Erica's website is www.newsitereiki.com. That's newsitereiki.com. And give Erica a call and make your session today. It sounds like a beautiful experience. Thank you again, Erica, for joining me. And thank you, everybody, for joining me here on Raise the Vibe. I'm your host, Liz Peterson. Have a great day, everybody. Remember to get out there and raise the vibe.